Heidi by Johanna Spyri. Part 1. Heidi's Years of Learning. Up to the arm, Uncle. From the pleasant village of Mayenfeld, a path leads through green fields richly covered with trees to the foot of the mountain, which from this side majestically overhangs the valley. Where the path grows steeper and goes straight up to the Alps, the perfume of sweet mountain plants welcomes the traveller. Along this steep mountain path, a sturdy, wholesome girl climbed one clear, sunny morning in June, leading by the hand a child whose cheeks flamed as if an inner fire glowed through her sunburned skin. And little wonder, for the child was as bundled up on this sunny June morning as if she were to be protected from a bitter frost. She could be scarcely more than 5 years old, but it was impossible to judge her size or shape, for she had on two, if not three, dresses, one on top of the other, and over all, wound around and around, was a long red woolen scarf. The lumpy figure, with its heavy, hobnailed mountain shoes, toiled hot and weary up the steep hillside. After an hour's climb from the valley, the two girls reached the hamlet of Dorfli, halfway up the Alm mountain. Here they were greeted from almost every doorway and along the street, for the older girl had now reached her hometown. However, without once stopping, she answered all questions and greetings as she swung along until they reached the end of the hamlet, where only a few scattered cottages stood. Here someone called from a doorway, "Wait a minute, Dieter, I will go with you if you are going farther." As Dieter stood still, the child pulled loose and sat down on the ground.